Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we celebrate courage, determination, and the power of saying, Why not today? I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and in each episode, we dive into inspiring stories of individuals who have taken bold steps, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs, artists, to artists, dreamers, to doers, we explore the moments when they said, enough waiting, why not today? Join me as we uncover the heartwarming, the audacious, and the transformative, whether it's pursuing a lifelong passion, overcoming obstacles, or simply choosing joy. Our guests share their journeys and inspire us all. I started this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who often said, why not today? And remember, you're just one decision away from changing your life. And today's episode is just me. And we are celebrating 3 years of a podcast in about 2 weeks. And so this is the last episode of season three, and we will start season four next week. And I thought, you know what? It's a good time to kind of get to know me, the podcast, the story, and what's next. And so I'm super excited just to welcome all of you. And thank you to everybody that's listened, to followed my guests, my repeat guests, for all the great support over these last 3 years. And, I'm just going to share a little bit about my journey, the growth of the podcast, the Why Not Today or movement, new initiatives, and exciting new things coming up. So the birth of the Why Not Today podcast, it's a movement, not just a podcast. The inspiration was from my father, and my dad passed away March 5th, 2013. And ironically, that was the day he was born. So that was when the podcast was birthed, and we started it on March 5th, 2022. And it started by a social media post somebody shared about my dad and things he had done. And my dad always had, or my whole life, he had lost sight of an eye, one of his eyes. So he always had an eye patch and a handlebar mustache. So he signed everything with that. And that is where the Why Not Today logo came from. So when my dad passed away, I'm like, I want to do something to honor him, his legacy. Thought of a nonprofit and doing a pickleball tournament, but then that was a lot of work. And then I just kind of had the idea in 2020, maybe I want to do a podcast. And so came up with the idea of Why Not Today after somebody shared on social media something about my dad, and they said, we both always said, why not today? So that started it. And it has grown into what I'm calling my Why Not Today movement. And it goes beyond the podcast episodes. It's a mission to inspire courage, both build community, empower people to take bold actions. The Why Not Today movement is to inspire us all to live our dreams, to live our life, and do it bravely. And so it is my passion to help people to work smarter, not harder, provide focus by providing focus and systems and strategies to make a real impact. So how am I doing that? So just a little background on who Leslie Kane is I am local to Reston, Virginia. Those of you in Northern Virginia or know the area, my parents moved here when I was two. And so I am definitely a part of the community. My dad was a big part of this community. Being one of six kids, he wanted to have a community to support all of us. And so other than college and just traveling, I haven't lived anywhere else in my life. And so I started my entrepreneurial journey 30 years ago, in 1994, when I finished my MBA and decided to start a Mary Kay cosmetics career. I had no idea where it would take me. I really just thought it'd be fun and get my products at a discount. I always say I put my toe in the water, fell in love. 5 years later, I followed my entrepreneurial dream and quit my full-time job and never looked back. And, you know, it was perfect timing. Not really. I mean, nothing perfect about it. But 6 months after I quit my job, my dad had his first stroke, and I was able to be there and be able to support my family. So in my 30-year Mary Kay career, 25 years full-time supporting myself, I have earned the privilege of driving, I can't remember, 16 or 17 cars. I've had a team of probably thousands of women at this point. And so what I've learned is, one, how to grow a business, how to run a business and help other people create their own businesses, and been able to help. I had a single mom one time on my team that was able to help her grow her business and team to be able to stay home with her son and not have to go to that job. I've had people starting a Mary Kay business and wasn't going to be able to pay rent with what they were doing, and this helped pay the rent. So my 30-year career with Mary Kay has taught me so much, and that's given me the inspiration, and a lot of my skills and strengths that I bring to the table with Why Not Today is from what I learned with Mary Kay. One thing I have learned in starting with the Why Not Today business, which I started in 2024, is Mary Kay as a direct selling company did a lot for us. So it is takes a lot to start a business. So I've learned lots of things that I want to pass on to other people and help them have courage to start their businesses. So the podcast, as I said, started 3 years ago, and we've had over 6,000 downloads. And that doesn't even include YouTube because we're on YouTube, we're in all the channels. A growing community of listeners. I think I counted we're in 26 states at one point. We have over 100 episodes, and it's just been so much fun for me to get to know people and to interview different people. I've had a couple people that I've been on more than once. I don't think anybody three times, but I did talk to one of my guests. I'm going to have her, I think, on a third time. So what I found in all my episodes and talking to people, and literally it started in the beginning with anybody that had any bit of courage. And really, if they walked past me and said they did something courageous, I put them on the podcast. It was every other week for almost the first 2 years, and then December of 2023, we start moved to every week because I just had such a need or such an outpouring of guests and people referring, which has been really fun. And I've learned so much and have access to so many things. I said it's a master class for me personally, all the things I've learned about running a business, about having courage. And everybody has a story. And it's always often the story behind the story. And so with the podcast episodes, I really hope that when people listen, that it gives them hope and permission and be able to say me too, or give them some tools and some skills to help them navigate their business, their life. Sometimes the Why Not Today message is really just getting out of bed. I did have one guest, my friend Julia, and she talked about a Why Not Today decision not to do something. She was going to write a book and decided, you know what, it wasn't for her. So sometimes Why Not Today decisions are just not doing something. So it started with my first episode with my friend Meg Donnelly, who has been instrumental in helping support this podcast journey. Some of the memorable episodes is a friend of mine, Teresa, who lives in New York. I had a guest that canceled last minute, and I was with her, and she's like, "Put me on." I'm like, "What have you done courageous?" She's like, "Well, I became got off addiction of drugs." So she was addicted to opioids based on surgery she had, and it was a major detox that she had to do, which I had no idea. I interviewed somebody, Emma G, which I'm going to get her back on here now. Emma Stevens, a musician that played on the streets of New York City and is now coaching kids and helping people through music to make a difference. My friend Sarah White, I've had her on a couple times. And the last episode we did a couple years ago, that she talked about the community that she built and people able to support her. And that's one of my values, strengths is building community and making that connection. My second year anniversary, the episode for that, I interviewed my brother and we talked about growing up together, our father. We talked about he'd accomplished, I think, three Ironmen, and that's pretty amazing. Because my youngest sister has Down syndrome, I've connected people with the special needs world. I interviewed Elizabeth, who has a really cool blog and then Instagram account. It's called Confessions of the Chromosomal Enhanced. Probably misunderstood or didn't do that. And she calls it Catfish and Ketchup. And she has a younger, or her older sister has Down syndrome, and her and her husband adopted somebody with Down syndrome. And unfortunately, her mom passed away, so she's raising both of them together. And just some of the stories made me laugh out loud of things that I can relate with my life with Amanda. I interviewed somebody that started a local newspaper in the Reston area. Somebody referred me to a woman, her name is Chris Howard, that hiked the Appalachian Trail. She left her corporate job, had never hiked camped in her life until the first night on the trail. And somebody referred her to me. She heard her on the news, and she lives a mile from my house. Laura Carney is another guest I've had twice, and her dad, and so many similarities between my dad and when we were talking, and just kind of those God winks. But her dad was killed by a distracted driver and when he was, I think, 54, and Laura and her brother found his bucket list, and Laura did the whole bucket list and wrote a book called it My Father's List. Laura referred me to her friend Melanie, and Melanie wrote a book called The Hard Science, Silence. I can talk. First, she wrote a book, How to Write Hard Stories. She's got an amazing story. I'd check that out. Season three, the kickoff episode was with my mom, although she said she had nothing courageous to share. She had so much, being a mother of six children and the youngest with Down syndrome and just all the stories and navigation with that. One of my passions is helping people find their joy and find their passion. If you have that thing that people say, oh my goodness, like you should do that as a business because it's so easy. Or when somebody, you do something, somebody's like, how did you do that? And you're like, that was so easy. And that was an episode we talked with my friend Amber. And Amber and I literally went to get ice cream one Saturday. I know it was a Saturday before Easter, went with my sister to get ice cream. And she is so creative and decorating. And literally, we had a meeting at my house one time. And she's sitting at my dining room table. She's like, can I redecorate? I'm like, sure. So we had this discussion. I'm like, you really should start a business. I don't think she heard the business part, but she started thinking she should do something with this. She called me the Monday after Easter, couldn't sleep, and had put the business plan together for her decorating business. Madeline McMahon, oh my goodness, we had so much fun on this episode. She's a fractional marketing specialist. And we thought, you know what? What is more courageous than to crisscross both my worlds with Mary Kay and Why Not today? And we literally did a spa session with charcoal mask and all the things on Zoom. And it's on YouTube. So you can watch us doing a pampering session and how vulnerable that is and courageous to get on screen with masks on our face. And then I was watching the news again. Laura Kearney, I found from watching CBS. Brady Murray, I found. He was on the NBC News and he has a nonprofit, Rod's Heroes, where he helps people adopt children with Down syndrome from other countries. And his son, Cooper, that they adopted from China, his goal is to throw the pitch out of every major league baseball game. And so they live in Utah and they were here in DC right after we did the interview. And we got to meet him and go to a Nationals game and watch Cooper throw the ball out. So what a great experience that was. Sam Horn was another amazing guest. She spoke at an event. I didn't really know who she was. Ironically, though, she lived right where I live and walked around the lake with where I walk and had a dog that looks like my dog and so many similarities. And what an amazing guest she was. And she's written so many just unbelievable books. So that's just some of the 100 episodes. So lots of cool people, lots of great stories. I'm excited about the future and the future episodes and who we're going to share. So the launch of the Why Not Today movement website just launched last month. Thanks to my friend Meg Donnelly, who was my first guest. She referred me to Fairfax County and I got a grant and they were able to revamp my website. It just launched in beginning of February of 2024. And why is this a big deal? It is a big deal because the website is a hub for everything Why Not Today. You can find your podcast episodes, events, courses, coaching, merchandise, and ways to get involved. So, as I said, it has our podcast episodes, events, and I'm going to talk about all the different things in a second. Also, we have a Facebook community group called Why Not Today Community, and that's a place for us to build connection community. So, as I said, I am passionate about helping and teaching people. And so, I've got some courses on my website. I will do one-on-one coaching, mastermind. I'm looking at some other courses and things because with my 30-year career in Mary Kay, I learned how to run a business. I know all the little things. As somebody said one time, and or a friend of mine and I always just say, if you do something twice, it should be a system. And somebody referred to me that I'm a natural systematizer. I'm not quite sure what that means, but I can put systems together and I am good at helping people with figuring out the details of the business, keeping the one thing, and focusing. So with that, I am doing leadership coaching to help people, either if you have a business and you're starting or you need kind of stuck in your business or you have an idea and you need some help getting the courage to start the idea. I have did a course last fall that is still available, how to navigate the overwhelm and chaos in your life. And we all have it, whether you own a business or not. I have a course on how to do a podcast because everybody wants to know how to do a podcast. And then I'm looking at a course called Where Are Your People? And networking and getting to know your people and having your tribe. So there's so many things I've learned because of this podcast and this journey that I want to be able to pass on. And then when I do the podcast, I talk to people about their why not today moments. And those are moments in time where you remember exactly where you were, what you're doing, and you did something with pivotal change in your life. January of 2024, woke up in the middle of the night, couldn't sleep, got pen and paper, and I came up with the Why Not Today Connects events. And I found we're missing community and connection. We want to be with people. We don't need another networking event where everybody just spits out their elevator speech. So we created the Why Not Today Connects Luncheon, and we have had a year's worth of luncheon. We started January of 2024, and we will have, we didn't do December, but we did other events. And so each month I have a speaker, and we have sponsors, and people introduce themselves with a question we ask. It's not your elevator speech, but really getting to know people and building those connections, the communities. It's fun to watch not only the business being conducted with the connections, but also just new friends. I remember one luncheon, everybody left and went, got chocolate together, and went, saw an art exhibit with one of the guests. So that has been powerful. I also started, I love collaborating with other people. You haven't figured that out yet. Started a connect and sip with my friend Rachel, who has a tea shop. And that's really just come together with other, mostly business owners or people looking into business or people just need a little support. We had somebody come who's retired and thinking about starting a business. And we just, it's an intimate conversation, helping each other support each other. And so those are once a month as well. I have done some fun of other events. We did a Why Not Today summer camp. We did a one word painting event, a holiday connect and sip. And I've got a couple fun events coming up because I found we want to have fun. We want to build community. We can't work all the time. So that's coming up as well. And then Why Not Today merchandise. We have Why Not Today cups and shirts and mugs and sweatshirts. And I can create anything Why Not Today because And I even have behind me, if you're watching, a Why Not Today sign that my friend made. Because I really want to encourage people to say, why not today? I feel like why not today is so much more than a podcast. It's a movement, as I said. My biggest big vision for the Why Not Today is it is a brand somewhat like Life is Good, that people are saying it. I mean, people are constantly quoting it back to me. I had one friend of mine whose daughter's in college and having some emotional anxiety issues, depression. And so she got her daughter a Why Not Today cup and a t-shirt to remind her every day, say, why not today? Another one of my dad's best friends from high school, his son and I connected on social media, and he got a Why Not Today t-shirt. And he's always sending me pictures of places with his Why Not Today shirt on. And so it's all this is available on the website. You know, if there's something you want to say, why not today? And we don't have it, let me know. I can create it. We can get it done. So we want to spread the word of why not today and get the message to more people. And so what's next with the future? Well, we have an exciting season. I already have, I think, five or six people lined up. The next episode, kicking off season 4, is going to be somebody interviewing me about. She does a podcast, Belinda, and she's going to interview me about this podcast. So you get a little bit more about me. I have other guests that are working in nonprofits that I have a guest that got in a severe car accident and should not have walked away, and she did. And so I'm excited just the future guests. And so if you know you're listening to this and think I would be a great guest, or you know somebody, there's a form on my website. Be a guest, fill it out. I'd love to talk to you about being on the podcast. And so the future is more courses, more support. The Why Not Today community Facebook group, which is a private group, but anybody can join it. I'm looking to add some more value there and have some why not, I'm going to call them Why Not Today weekly wisdom, and just some training, some extra support for you. I think the first one we're going to kick off on March 5th, which is going to be a Wednesday. And it's the anniversary of the podcast. So I thought, what a more perfect time. And it's going to be me sharing about where are your people and kind of giving a little teaser on what we can do with the course. I have another friend of mine that's an expert in LinkedIn. I'm going to have her pop in, somebody else about a CRM. So again, if you have an expertise and you want to share on my weekly wisdom, they're going to be a Zoom call that people can come on with questions and answers. And then they'll be live stream just to the Facebook community. So nobody else will have access to those. So lots going on, as you can tell. My head bounces all over the place. So who knows what's next? I've thought about retreats. I've thought about a book. You never know. So again, I want to just thank you, everybody that's listened to any episode. If this is your first, go back and listen to some previous ones. If somebody shared this with you, thank them. Please share it with your friends. Review it. Give it. Review it and like it and share it with other people. And that's the only way this is going to grow. It is growing steadily, and I'm excited about where the future is going to go. My mission statement, as I said, Why Not Today is about helping people to be courageous, create systems that work, and take action without complicating their success. And so you don't have to have it all figured out. You just need to start. Success is about courage, focus, and simple, repeatable systems. And why not today take the next step? So thank you for everybody that's been a part of this journey. Remember, visit the Why Not Today Movement website, join the Why Not Today community Facebook group, tune into the weekly trainings we're going to have in the group, follow, subscribe to the podcast, and check out the coaching, the courses, and the merchandise. Let's start a movement. So why not today? And thank you again. I am so grateful for this journey, being on it with you guys. Bye. Oh, I have to stop the recording. All right, why not today?